course, it's time now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. And happy Friday, Sunny.
Happy Friday, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand an Australian cricket victory tops your sports report today.
Kim, Australia beat visiting Pakistan by 6 wickets Friday to advance to the semifinals of the Cricket World Cup. Pakistan's batsmen were bowled out for 213 at Adelaide Oval. Shane Watson and Glenn Maxwell built an unbeaten 68-run partnership to power the Aussies to victory. The World Cup co-hosts reeled in the final runs with over 16 overs to spare. Watson was unbeaten on 64 and Maxwell 44 not out. Australia's victory sets up what should be a sensational semifinal against defending champion India March 26th in Sydney. Australia's captain, Michael Clark, says his team will need to be in top form to beat India and make it to the final.
Every win gives you momentum and gives you confidence, and this will certainly be exactly the same. I think, obviously, India are a completely different opposition to Pakistan. They have different strengths, also different weaknesses as well. So we need to assess them. I think they're obviously playing a lot better than they were throughout the start of the summer. And I said that leading into the World Cup that I thought India were going to be an extremely tough team to beat just because, well, obviously because they're a very good team, but because they've spent so much time in Australia as well, they know the conditions quite well. So, you know, the game on Thursday is going to certainly be a challenge, and I say it all the time, but we're definitely going to have to beat our best to beat them.
Australia's cricket captain, Michael Clark, commenting on what it's going to take to topple defending champion India next week. And Michael was talking in Adelaide, Australia. The other Cricket World Cup semifinal will be played March 24th in Auckland, New Zealand. The Proteas of South Africa await the winner of Saturday's quarterfinal between New Zealand and the West Indies in Wellington. And this sunny side of sports correction, I said on Wednesday and Thursday how this marks the first time South Africa has reached the World Cup semifinals. In fact, the Proteas have done it on 3 previous occasions, 1992, 1999, and 2007. The South Africans have never advanced to the World Cup final, though, and team captain A.B. de Villiers says the big goal is to lift the trophy on March 29th in Melbourne, Australia. In African youth football, Senegal will host Nigeria in Sunday's African Under-20 final in the capital, Dakar. The Flying Eagles of Nigeria are bidding for their record-extending 7th African Under-20 championship, and I'm picking them to win on Sunday. In fact, some of my Nigerian friends might have seen my appearance Thursday evening on Channel TV's Sports Tonight program. My friend Toyin Ibitoye, the Sports Tonight presenter, put me on the spot and asked me to make a prediction ahead of Sunday's African Under-20 final. I gazed into my crystal soccer ball and told Toyin, Nigeria 3, Senegal 1. Coincidentally, that was also the score when the teams met in the group stage. The Senegalese boys reached the final with a 2-1 win over Mali. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman Marco Uma has that story as well as other football news.
Senegalese striker Moussa Kone scored in each half, while midfielder Alassane Diallo replied for Mali as hosts Senegal edged Mali 2-1 in semi-final action at the Africa Under-20 Championships in Dakar on Thursday. This is the first time a Senegalese team has reached the finals of an African tournament since the 2002 Orange Africa Cup of Nations, where they were runners-up to Cameroon. On Sunday, Mali played Ghana in the bronze medal playoff, then Senegal challenged Nigeria in the final. Nigeria beat Senegal 3-1 during the group stage of the competition. Meanwhile, South Africa host Madagascar in the Africa Beach Soccer qualifiers tomorrow Saturday. On Sunday, Ghana welcome Uganda, Ivory Coast play Mauritius, Egypt face Tanzania as Madagascar and South Africa clash for the second time in 2 days. In Switzerland, France will stage the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup, FIFA announced in Zurich on Thursday. Initially, England, New Zealand, South Africa and South Korea bid to stage the event. The field was narrowed down to two, with France getting the nod ahead of South Korea from the FIFA Executive Committee. Staying in Zurich, the 2022 FIFA World Cup will be staged in November and December that year, FIFA confirmed on Thursday. The duration of the tournament will be reduced, with the finals being played on the 18th of December to coincide with Qatar's National Day, FIFA revealed. The World Cup is being shifted from its traditional June-July slot as weather conditions are considered to be too hot for the tournament to be played in Qatar in the middle of the calendar year. Meanwhile, Uganda's Cranes replace Bolivia as guests of the Nigeria Super Eagles in a friendly in Uyo, Akwa Ibom State next Wednesday. The Nigeria Football Federation disclosed in Abuja on Thursday. Bolivia announced their withdrawal from the match earlier this week. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a sporty weekend.
Because this is Africa. Tamina, mina, eh, eh. This time for Africa.
I'm very excited. Ni chabulile.
Hola. Cause this is Africa. Samina mina. Waka waka eh. Samina mina sakalewa. This time for Africa.
Just ahead on the sunny side of sports, VOA's Tef Tef and Downtown Brown will have our English Premier League football question of the week.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Hey, it's VOA's Downtown Brown.
And I'm Tef Tef.
And so the question of the week is, let's celebrate. So the EPL has some weird, funny, and amazing goal celebrations in the past.
And Wayne Rooney's knockout celebration on Sunday at Old Trafford has now been added to that list.
What's your most favorite, memorable celebration so far?
And better yet, do you have a celebration of your own? So we had a few people respond to this.
Umar Faruku. He said, my favorite and most memorable celebration is the Tim Cahill.
While my style of celebration when I score is a golf style to my fans.
Is it a putting or is it like a driver kind of shot?
Or a Craig Bellamy type of golfing.
Happy Gilmore swing. So next, Tef, you got one?
Well, my favorite comment, which is also one of my favorite celebrations, was by Adione Prosper Ifeanyi. And that was last year when Samuel Eto'o celebrated like an old man holding his back at a BPL match when Mourinho had just said that, you know, some of his players are a little too old. So that's definitely one of my favorite ones. And he's African, so shout out to Eto'o.
And next we're going to Namdi, who said, when it comes to celebrations, I always remember Kaká pointing his fingers at the sky.
Yep, that's a really good one too, yeah. When he's played for AC Milan, he was pretty, pretty good. Okay, so going to your celebrations, Oku commented saying that he likes to celebrate doing a dance called the Etigi dance. I actually went up and YouTubed and looked it up. I tried it a couple times. It didn't come out as well as I thought. But I'm sure you do it way better than we do.
I don't think you're a good dancer anyways.
I don't think so either. So I'll spare you the pain of that. But he says he kisses his left butt because he's a natural left footer. And yeah, he celebrates doing the Etigi dance. So, well, kudos to you. Do you have a favorite one, Dan?
My favorite one is a classic. It was Michael Jackson, the Thriller, you know, when he acts like a zombie. And it's Thriller.
If you get your teammates behind
you.
Yeah,
my teammates behind me, everyone would be like, oh, that's amazing. So, Tef, what's yours?
Mine is very subtle, man. I don't think I have any good ones. But I do like the point of your shirt. You know, let the fans read your name, especially when it's a solo effort. You know,
gotcha.
Simple, but says it all.
So key matchups for this weekend. We have Liverpool versus Man U, Newcastle versus Arsenal. But the main matchup we want to talk about is, I know it's not EPL, but it's Real Madrid versus Barcelona. Ooh. They played them last time, and Barcelona won. So we're going to talk about who do you think is going to be X factor in that game and give me some predictions.
Coming off their performance against Man City, I think Barcelona has a good chance. I would like to see Real Madrid at least win and somewhat take control of La Liga again. They've been in such a bad form lately, and then there's like team problems with Cristiano and Bale.
Because I remember when Real Madrid was on fire. And now they're slowly just dying down.
Yep.
So you never know if Real Madrid can just... They're 1 point behind, so you never know if Real Madrid can just stop what they're doing and just let's be all seriousness and just get back on top.
But you can guarantee that it's going to be a really good match. It's a deciding match. It's not like, you know, one team is up by like 6 points or, you know, 12 points. This is actually, you know...
It's like going down to the wire.
Exactly.
So, for next week, we have...
We wanted to discuss this issue of EPL teams not being able to make it to the quarterfinals of the Champions League. So we want to hear from you guys. Do you think that EPL teams are weak in Europe? Do you think it has anything to do with, you know, the toughness of the competition at home? But either way, it's just a really bad year for Premier League teams in the Champions League. And so do you still think that the EPL is the best league in the world, or are there other leagues kind of, you know, taking over?
So we like to hear comments on Facebook on Sonny's page on facebook.com/VOA Sonny. Stay tuned for Tuesday for the question of the week. And I'm VOA's Downtown Brown.
And I'm Tef.
Have a great weekend, you guys. VOA!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sonny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sonny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Finally, Friday's draw for the UEFA Champions League quarterfinals to be played over two legs. Atletico Madrid versus defending champion Real Madrid, a rematch of the 2014 final. Paris Saint-Germain meets Barcelona, Porto plays Bayern Munich, and Juventus takes on Monaco. First leg matches will be played April 14th.